everybody! Zach Valenti here, and wow, it's been a while. Crazy to think it's nearly been a year since the finale of our scrappy little series. And probably the most asked question we've gotten, besides what's in box 953, is what have we been up to? And what are we doing next? So we figured we'd let you know. And spoilers, it's kind of a lot. First off, the producing team behind Wolf 359 has a shiny new podcast. It's a talk show called No Bad Ideas, and it's all about taking the worst of the internet and doing our best to turn it into something good. Every week, Gabrielle Urbina, Sarah Shackett, and yours truly take turns looking around for the absolute worst ideas we can possibly find online, with one specific mission. Whoever brings in the bad idea challenges the other two to turn it into a good story. If you're a creator yourself, or even if you just like a good story, you'll enjoy listening to the three of us figuring out how to make sense of the best absurdities that the internet has to offer. So check it out at NoBadIdeasPodcast.com or search for No Bad Ideas in your podcast app of choice. We've also been producing a show called The Internet 3.0 with a cool tech startup called Blockstack, which is working to advance the world of decentralized technology. And if you're not sure what that is, then this might be the show for you. We talk with some really smart people in the tech world about how the internet is evolving and where it's going next. Blockstack's co-founders, Ryan Shea and Maniba Lee, and myself co-host a series of conversations with the internet innovators working on the future today. You can find that wherever you listen to podcasts or at internet3podcast.com. Personally, I'm also dusting off my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Zach Valenti, as well as my personal podcast feed at focused.af. This month, I'll be focused on script writing advice in honor of Write a Script in November, or ryscrivember.org. Speaking of new shows, the amazing Emma Shcherbakov, who voiced Commander Minkowski, actually has a new show too. It's called Pairing, and it's a nonfiction podcast that brings together the best of art and pop culture with the best the world of wine has to offer. In every episode, Emma talks with her guests about how to pair wine with the things they love, including books, movies, plays, shows, dance, and more. Those guests include a murderer's row of amazing podcasters, not only some familiar voices from Wolf 359, but also The Bright Sessions' Lauren Shippen, Potterless's Mike Schubert, and Spirit's Julia Schifini. It's a great time, so check it out, subscribe, and if you feel inclined, leave Emma a nice review on Apple Podcasts. Check it out at thepairingpodcast.com. On top of making Pairing, Emma has also appeared on the fabulous audio dramas Ars Paradoxica and Star Tripper, and you can look for more narration and voice acting work from Commander Shcherbakov in the near future. Michaela Swee, who you may remember voiced Hera and Dr. Price, is currently in year 4 out of 6 of her doctoral training in clinical psychology and is deeply enjoying the teaching, research, and clinical work she's involved with. Dr. Price's terrifying counterpart, or at least the voice of Mr. Cutter, has been busy too. On the podcasting side, Scotty Shoemaker has guested in Star Tripper, which, hey, wait a minute, are they taking all our actors? He's also in a new short film called Softball. He's written, produced, and acted in 2 comedy shorts that are coming out soon, and is going to start work this week on his first feature film. Of course, ever the Renaissance man, Scotty is also cultivating his interests outside the world of acting. He's currently working his way up to being a licensed landscape architect as a complement to his acting career. I think that we can all look forward to the day when Scotty's work is literally all around us. Cecilia Lynn Jacobs, our Captain Loveless, has been busy spending her time on Tumblr, writing and performing as fake performance artist Celine in collaboration with NY-based dance company The People Movers. You can read about Celine's struggle, watch her dance films, and find out about upcoming live shows at deargoditsmeceline.tumblr.com. And find out more about the project at thepeoplemovers.co. She may appear in an episode of Full Frontal with Samantha Bee for like 4 seconds, unless she gets cut in post. What about the nefarious members of the SI-5? Everyone's favorite, kinda maybe sorta anti-heroes? Well, they've got a couple of new projects too, starting with Colonel Kepler himself, Mr. Zach Labresco. Since Wolf 359 ended, Zach's theater company, The Humanist Project, produced a clown show centered on quantum physics and Russian fairy tales, which he acted in and co-devised. They also hosted their second annual Night of Unusual Acts, a cabaret for works in progress. Zach's also working on new original podcast content. He's currently developing a history podcast with his history professor dad, which will be coming out in 2019, so stay tuned and look forward to that. And speaking of podcasts, if you want to hear him play more fictional authority figures, look for his upcoming roles on Tides or Janus Descending. He's also continued to model for the National World War I Memorial and master sculptor Saban Howard. Stay tuned, but this project won't debut until 2020 or so. And in the meantime, he's currently obsessed with the mesmerizing work of everyone on the Big Loop podcast. Michelle Agresti, Dr. Maxwell herself, has quite the lineup of incredible podcast projects as well. She's currently playing Bea Casely, one of the leads on Arden, an amazing fictional true crime podcast. Learn more at ardenpodcast.com. She's also starring as the lead on Hit the Bricks, a musical, yes, you heard that right, musical podcast, loosely based on The Wizard of Oz. Michelle relocated from New York to Los Angeles last year, and since making the big move, Michelle has acted in various short films and web series. She's particularly fond of her work on the upcoming Gertie and Dolly. When she's not doing all of that, Michelle tutors and tries to like sports while she waits tables at a sports bar. As for Noah Mazur, who played Daniel Jacoby, well, he actually just starred in a new audio fiction miniseries. It's called Time Bombs, and it's a dark comedy series about a New York City bomb squad stuck working together on the busiest night of the year. And aside from Noah, the show features a couple familiar faces. Cecilia Lynn Jacobs is also in the cast, as is Peter Coleman, who played Fisher in our special episode, Change of Mind. We're being a little sneaky here, because if you've listened to Time Bombs already, you'll know that the series was actually written by Gabrielle and Sarah, and produced by the two of them and myself. I even did a few of the voices. It was part of a creative challenge we put to ourselves. Can you make a full audio drama from idea to finished release product in just 1 week? It turns out the answer is you can. You might go a little crazy from the lack of sleep, but you definitely can. Time Bombs was a great narrative experiment for all of us, and it was great to also have it be a mini Wolf 359 reunion. Noah, Cece, and Peter, as well as Potterless's Mike Schubert, are terrific in it, and the show is a lot of fun. If you haven't heard it yet, visit timebombs.show. Which brings us to our final two contestants for today, Sarah and Gabrielle. What have they been up to since Wolf 359 ended? Well, actually, a lot. Aside from producing No Bad Ideas and Time Bombs with me, they've been hard at work on a couple of projects. Sarah wrote a mini episode of Our Fair City as part of their Tales from Albuquerque series, and she's also done some film writing this year, most notably on the fantastic online magazine Bright Wall Dark Room. Gabrielle has gotten to do a lot of commission work this year, but probably his favorite thing is that he got to write a bonus episode of The Bright Sessions, starring me as one of Dr. Bright's lesser-known patients, coming out this December. On top of all that, the two of them are working on something new. Something new and big, which may involve a new podcast and a new thing that's mysteriously shaped like an in-progress novel. I don't know if I'm at liberty to say more, but we'll have to stay tuned and see what comes of that. All right, this has been all the updates we have for now. And if you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. We'll try to do this again soon. We'd love to get you more info on all the Wolf 359 cast and crew's new work, especially the folks who we weren't able to catch up with this time around. And once again, Thank you for listening. This show changed our lives, all our lives, and that would never have happened if y'all hadn't been here. From the USS Internet, this is Zach Valenti, signing off.